Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning, 73 degrees. Who's going to fare better in a cognitive ability test? 74-year-old President Trump or the 77-year-old presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden? The two candidates are squaring off on mental agility.
President Trump trash-talking former Vice President Joe Biden when it comes to cognitive ability and cognitive testing. He told Fox's Hannity,
he hasn't taken any cognitive tests because he couldn't pass one.
The president also claims he took a test at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and aced it. But former Vice President Joe Biden was asked recently by a Fox reporter about his cognitive ability. He said, bring it on.
I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
Biden said the president talks about cognitive capability, but he is not cognitively aware of what's going on. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The bad news is that Kansas is experiencing a huge jump in COVID-19 cases, with Kansas now in the top 14 states in the country for the most rapid spread of the virus. Good news is that for now, hospitals in the state are keeping pace. Kansas Secretary of Health and Environment, Dr. Lee Norman.
We have fewer patients hospitalized per capita than other states. We have fewer hospitalized patients dying per capita compared to their states. We do not have a shortage of ventilators. We do not have a shortage of hospital or intensive care beds.
Battle lines are being drawn in Minneapolis, Minnesota, over efforts to remake the city's police department.
The Minneapolis Charter Commission pointed out Wednesday that the Democratic-led city council members rushed to abolish the city's police department with no plans to keep people safe
in
before
the area
it goes to a November vote. This a day after several black community groups unloaded on the city council.
When the city council started talking about abolish and dismantling law enforcement, it's destroying our community.
It is time to tell the city council that utopia is a bunch of BS. We are not in Mayberry RFD. We are in the Wild Wild West.
All amid a wave of crime in Minneapolis, including the shooting death of a mother Sunday night whose unborn baby is now fighting for his life. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
More charges for the man accused of killing nearly two dozen people in a mass shooting at a Walmart in Texas.
Patrick Wood Cruzius already faces 90 counts under federal hate crime and firearms laws for the shooting at a Walmart last August in the border city of El Paso. The new indictment coming after a man wounded in the attack died 9 months later, making him the 23rd fatality. El Paso County prosecutors also adding new charges in the state's capital murder case against Cruzius. The 21-year-old pled not guilty to state charges and faces the death penalty if convicted. Cruzius has yet to enter a plea in the federal case. Police say Cruzius confessed to the shooting, telling authorities he was targeting Mexicans. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A 42-year-old Missouri man was charged Thursday in the death of a woman whose body was found by police responding to a burglary call in Olathe. The Johnson County District Attorney's Office says Clyde J. Barnes, Jr. of Kansas City, Missouri, has been charged with premeditated first-degree murder, aggravated burglary, unlawful tampering with electronic monitoring, criminal threat, and violation of a protection order. The burglary was reported early Sunday. The victim was identified as 42-year-old Jessica L. Smith. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A typical summertime complex of storms was rolling southeast across parts of south-central Kansas. A severe thunderstorm watch officially continues in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. Any storms may produce some heavier rainfall and strong wind gust. Cloud cover may hold our temperature down today, but if we see any clearing, we'll get to 91. Tonight's low 75, Saturday 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light rain in the area, 73 degrees. We have a north wind at 8. Miles per hour. 7:34 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is Friday, July 10th, 2020, on this date in 2018. A daring rescue mission in Thailand was completed successfully, as the last four of the 12 boys who were trapped in a flooded cave for more than 2 weeks were brought to safety, along with their soccer coach. The other eight had been brought in over the two preceding days. What a nightmare that was for so long for those kids trapped underwater. Apparently, they went into the cave and the water came up, and they were trapped in there for all those days. And this is the day they finally got them out. That was 2 years ago, Ted.
In there without food.
Yeah, in 2018.
That seems like that was a much longer time ago than just 2 years.
You know, it does, doesn't it? I'm wondering if that's right. Didn't we have that story on when we were in the other building, when we were working in the other building? That was 5 years ago. I don't know. Maybe. Let me look at that again. 920, I don't know. We'll have to double check it. Okay. Wichita citizens and Save Sanctuary 2 committee members will present 17,000 signatures collected for a municipal initiative petition requiring citizen vote on the historic buildings, including Sanctuary 2 and the former public library, at 10:30 a.m. today. They're going to present the petition to Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple outside City Hall in the parking lot. And then after the presentation, there will be the city clerk will take possession of the petitions. Upon receipt of 12,554 valid signatures, qualified voters in city of Wichita, the Saint City Council has a choice of either enacting the ordinance as written or submit the ordinance to the voters for approval.
So what's the ordinance?
The ordinance is Save Sanctuary 2.
That's it?
I'm not sure what it says, but what all's in there, but they want to save the historic buildings. And they're going to vote on it. They want to vote on it. That's what they want, whether they can save them or not. So we'll see what happens. They're going to present the petition this morning at 10:30 at City Hall. 7:36, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNS. Just got something coming up next week, and Ted and I have been working diligently putting together a program on our issues show this weekend. It's Sunday mornings at 8 here on KNSS. This week, our special guest is me. I don't know how else to put it. Next week, this is the 15th. Today is the 10th. Next week, 15th, will be the anniversary of the first day I worked on radio in Wichita in 1970.
And so we're marking a 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary on the
radio. In radio for you.
Yeah. And we thought, or I thought, and Ted's gone along with it, I said, instead of me doing, and, you know, talking to one of our community leaders or somebody like that for the issue show this weekend, why don't you just interview me, Ted, as we've never done anything like that before. And said, oh, Ted said, Ted's a good sport. So, yeah, we'll do that. So, anyway, we've got this interview now. It's on in a can, ready to go on Sunday morning.
Yeah, that'll air on Sunday morning.
So, what do you think we did a good job? I thought we did fine. Your questions were good. I don't know how good my answers were, but.
I think the 24 minutes just flew right by in my mind.
It does go by, yeah.
I thought it was a lot of good stuff, a lot of good content.
And, you know, the trick is to have some good questions prepared, and then you kind of let the person, if they're a good talker, they'll just take over. I did an interview a while back, and I'm not going to say who it was with, but one of those interviews, and since this person, I think I got in six questions or maybe five or six questions in 24 minutes. The guy could talk, and he kind of took over. So anyway, we're going to play that back. We'll have that on the air Sunday morning for you right here on KNSS. Have a podcast on it with it and all that. So.
Yeah, some people are like that. I remember I hosted the Gene Stevenson show once, the head coach, Shocker Baseball.
Right.
I think I asked him one question in that first segment.
Really?
I think I intro'd the show and asked him one question, and he took it for the next 12, 13 minutes till we went to a break.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's people who can do that. I've never been, you know, that's tough to do, but I can't do it, but... The other thing is when you do an interview with a personality, no matter who it is, if you focus on them, a lot of times they're going to open up and tell you a lot of stuff that they want to talk about themselves. One of the tricks to I've always said one of the tricks to, if you want people to like you, just ask questions about them and then listen to their answers.
Yeah. And, of course, there is the other side of that coin. Sometimes you get guests and you ask them a question, you get a two-word answer.
Oh, gosh, those are deadly.
Unless they say something like, yeah, that was good.
And then that
and
20,
then crickets, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, and then that 24 minutes you're talking about.
It's going to be a long
interview.
Seems
like 7 days are going by. All right, so we did the show. We'll have it on this weekend. We hope it'll be interesting to people. I mean, 50 years on the air, and one of the questions you asked was kind of threw me was, just, you know, I wanted to know some of the people that I've worked with over the years. And I only named just a couple of three after 50 years. I mean, worked with you, of course. 22 years we've been working together. And you ask about a couple, and a couple of, that stand out. Hooter Meyer worked with Hooter.
Oh, yeah.
And KFH for a while. And
a lot of big names.
People like that. So the late Cecil Carrier. Yeah, we're some good people over the years. Anyway, a lot of memories. We're going to share that with you coming up here on the weekend. 7:40 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And now here's our friend, Larry Klefkorn, with today's retirement tip, sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.